Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, is December the 11th, 2015. As we are closing out this year, 2015, ladies and gentlemen, I am super excited. In reference to all of the things that we've been talking and sharing here on this show, every single week, every Friday at 3:30 p.m. Central Standard Time here in Houston, Texas. As we continue to assist small businesses, churches and nonprofit organizations to build and grow their network in the area where they do business. Guys, this is going to be a great opportunity to close out this year. I hope that you've taken copious notes and also getting some good concepts and ideas down that's going to assist your business in mega growth. And it's all about taking out all massive action in reference to building your business, building your customer base, and making sure that you have consistent traffic flow on your websites. We talked about this before, and I say again, ladies and gentlemen, it's always good to have great traffic on your websites, making sure that it is interactive and user-friendly for people to do exactly what you want them to do when they go onto your site, your business site, to see exactly the product and service that you're providing. If you're doing this consistently, ladies and gentlemen, and you're doing the five P's of marketing, and you're doing the main P, which is promoting your business on a regular daily basis, then, guys, you're going to be on the cutting edge of mega growth. And this is what we're talking about to assist everybody so that way you guys can know exactly what it is you need to do on a regular daily basis. And so I'm super excited in reference to all of the small businesses that we've been helping throughout this year as we reflect for 2015, all the business owners and small businesses that we've been assisting throughout this year, 2015, and then all the new startups that's just getting started. Congratulations on your continual in building your brand and building your business in the marketplace. And also making sure that you continually give regular feedback, ladies and gentlemen, in reference to your efforts and what you're doing that's working, and also to kind of see exactly what's not quite working that you need to tweak. Sometimes we have to revisit and refocus on some things that we have to do to continue to stay above the rest. And if you continue to stay focused there, ladies and gentlemen, following one course until successful, then you will be on that winning top notch where all the other entrepreneurs this year have really excelled in their businesses. And I've seen nothing but mega growth, not only just in this city in Houston, Texas, but across this country and across the globe in reference to small businesses building their business and building their brand on social media, on their personal websites, and as well as on their efforts of banner ads and promoting their business like clockwork. If you're doing this, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we need to do daily, so that way we can let everybody know exactly what it is, keeping our customers abreast as to what's going on in our companies, what promotions we're running, and then what offers we're giving and incentives that we're giving for sharing with others. If you continue to stay on this path, ladies and gentlemen, this will help you be the best business in the marketplace in your area. And it's all about community. Is also tapping into the community, making sure that you put out the information on a regular basis, no matter where you are, whether you're in a store, gas station, or even coffee shops, your business should be promoted throughout the community where you are. If you're doing this consistently, ladies and gentlemen, then you're, again, also on the cutting edge of mega growth. And one thing I can say about that is that it is really a great opportunity to see how many people that we've shared this with here at GTE Professional Network Radio on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, even on Instagram, Google+, and all of the rest of the media sites, LinkedIn and so forth, that we have really gathered a lot of information direct from you, the business owners, who are constantly looking for ways to be better. And it's all about growth, ladies and gentlemen. I share this again. It's all about growth. That's the most important commodity to me on the planet. So the more we continue to stay focused on growth, the stronger we get. So you want to make sure you stay there, put a pin there, and make copious notes when it comes to what ways am I growing in my business today. Learning your business, learning the industry, and knowing what makes the customers tick and what makes them grab hold to what you're offering at the time. Well, if you look at Cyber Monday, which passed, as well as Black Friday, which passed, then you should be able to gather data from those efforts, from looking at what the big retailers have done and looking at what others have done in the community to add to mega growth. And see, that's what we need to continue to stay focused on, ladies and gentlemen, in reference to making sure that we stay on top of our game and making sure that we do everything possible to put out all massive action. The more we stay focused there, the better we are. And this is one of the things I love to say from all of the small business owners that I've shared and talked to and sites that we put together and designed for our clients. We want to make sure that they continue to be fed with information that's going to help them continue to put efforts toward their growth, and also making sure they build up their customer base and making sure that the product and service that they're providing is top-notch. And so that's what you want to make sure, that you cover all of your bases, so that way when you go home, you're set. So that's one of the things that I really am excited about, that basically has helped me to help you to be the best in the marketplace as we continue to share tools and tips, giving gather information, and also having special guests on the show to really talk about their business, their brand, and their goals and aspirations. It is great to hear from you, the owners, exactly what it is that you're doing out in the marketplace and basically how you're winning out there and how you're helping others to see the vision that you have. And it's all about vision, ladies and gentlemen. If you have people who can believe in your vision, who follow your vision, who trust you enough to basically go the extra mile in giving and sharing it, then, guys, you're on the right track. This is what we need. This is exactly how you succeed in business today. And because of the fact that it's all about multiple streams of income and all about making sure that you do everything right and staying persistent and consistent in the marketplace, that's what's going to help you carry you over. You need to make sure that your websites are more interactive, you give feedback, and that you do the follow-up. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we say again, fortune is in the follow-up. The more you follow up with inquiries or questions that your customers may have in reference to your product or service or your business, you want to get back to them within a 24 to 48-hour period. That way you can make sure that you're constantly staying on top of that and making sure you put people in place, get your team together, build your team, because together everybody achieves more, and that will help you to put together something on a level that everybody can be a participation in. You want to have everybody to participate. Friends, foes, customers alike, you want to make sure that they are participating in your opportunities, growth, and also in the parking services that you're providing. So with that further ado, I'm really excited as we continue on for this closing out of this year, 2015. This is the last month of the year, and we're getting ready for the holiday season, again, Christmas, and then we have New Year's, 2016. What are your goals for the new year? What do you have planned to promote what you're putting together? Any new products and services that you're going to be implementing into your repertoire? Thing that you're doing right now that's going to escalate you better than your competitors, better than anybody else in your community where you are? And then how big do you want your customer base to be? And what are you doing on your website to make sure that people follow up or fill out information that you want? If you're a product business, how many orders are you generating on a regular weekly or monthly basis? What is your goal there? So you want to make sure you have all of these answers to these questions so that way you can be the best person, business owner, entrepreneur out there in the marketplace. You want to rise above anyone else. Whenever there's a dark cloud, a storm, or rain, you notice the planes, they fly above all of that and go above and beyond that part where now it's just sunny, clear skies. That's what you want to have in your business. That's the place you want to be. So you want to make sure you have all that down. You get it in tight. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, this will help you win more than you think, more than you know. And I'm real excited for all of the small businesses, the churches, and nonprofit organizations who has co-opted with us at GCE Professional Network Radio and our marketing campaigns that we've been putting together and with Global Touch Enterprise, with our web design and marketing company that we have as well. Love the fact that this year has been really, really exciting to really see the excitement on the faces of these entrepreneurs as they start their endure and, you know, their journey on their growth as becoming an independent business owner, and as well as making sure that they do things that's going to be consistent and right and straight to the point. And the more you stay focused, ladies and gentlemen, on that, the stronger you get, the better you are. It's all about exercising what you need to know, your mental capacity as far as the business is concerned, and also the ins and outs of the business. What's working on the level where you can kind of see results? What kind of results are you looking for on a regular, consistent basis? So with that, you want to make sure the five P's of marketing is implemented, your business plan, your marketing plan, and the marketing campaigns that you ladies and gentlemen put together in your companies need to be consistent from what you promote on your website to what you put on paper, print, and what you share in the media. You guys have to make sure that you stay consistent in the media when it comes to your brand, your business, and when you're sharing information. If you're going to be added in a magazine, if they're going to be doing an article on you, in any kind of news and media preference part, you want to make sure you have that down and stay consistent. One thing about what we do here at GTE Professional Network Radio, as well as making sure that all the business owners understand web design, marketing, and understand the things, the tools that they need to grow on that level, you have to make sure your media presence is on point, completely added to that, meaning that you must make sure that it's consistent, that you use your content is strong, and that you use strong words, action words that exactly sends a message exactly about what it is you're about and what it is you actually do. So with that, that helped everybody to understand that, get a hold to it. So if you're on a radio show such as this one on our platform here, we want to make sure that you're prepped and ready to give you the right answers, to get the right questions out there so people can really learn about who you are and what it is you're doing in the marketplace and also in your community. Always never forget where you come from, what area you are in, and what are your goals and their target market is all about, and who is your target market. So you can make sure that you're reaching out to them on a regular, consistent, daily basis. I keep saying that way because you guys got to register that, make sure you lock that in, so that way everybody knows that this is my target market, this is who I need to be reaching out to on a regular, consistent basis. Once you get that down, everything else will come like clockwork, I guarantee that. So without further ado, I'm going to say this again. It's been a great 2015 as we do our reflection completing out this month on growth month, last month of the year, December. What are we doing right now, ladies and gentlemen, to make sure that we're reaching out to all of our target markets, people that we're interacting with on a regular basis, and making sure that we're being a participant, active member in our community, as well as with our Chamber of Commerce, all of the different things on social media that we're a part of, that we can share our opportunities and things that we want to promote on a regular basis. Once we get that information out, we want to make sure we mark that. You want to make a copious list, or we call a running ledger, of all of the promos that you've put together for the month. Each month, you should have a running ledger of promotions. You should have a running ledger of the people, products, and the places that you're promoting these things at, and your locations. You always want to make sure all the locations that you go out to, you're reaching out to, you want to keep that in mind, making sure you can see your results, what's being responded to, what areas are being more receptive than others. Do you have a notation on that? Do you also have a notation of the traffic going to your website based on what you're promoting on the social sites, whether it be Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+, Instagram, no matter where you are? So you want to keep a tracking record of all of these detailed things that you want to need to continue to measure your growth. Measure the reactions that people are getting. What are the feedbacks? Are you following up with your guests or customers to make sure that they, in one, enjoy the product or service that you provided, and also, two, any ways that they can give you some ideas to tweak it if it was something that may have not been satisfying or 100% complete satisfaction with the OM process and how it went down. You want to make sure you have all that in order, too. Things is detailed. Yes, it's very detailed as a business owner. One thing you're going to learn as a business owner is always going to be some more details to it. Believe me, in electronics, when I got my degree in that, it was really detailed, learning the electronics of it, the consumer electronics, Boolean algebra, all of that, Ohm's law, Kirchhoff's law, Newton's law, all of these different things that we had to learn was very detailed. So in business, it's going to be the same principle. There are no shortcuts, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to share this with you real. There are no shortcuts to your growth. There are no shortcuts to your wealth. There are no shortcuts to when it comes to you doing what is necessary, unique and different in the marketplace. There are no shortcuts. You have to take it, bury that cross and walk that mile yourself, that journey yourself, until you reach the end of the line or the goal that you're reaching for. So you have to make sure you continue to study, to show yourself approved, always making sure this is an earn as you learn business, that you be the top expert in your field, in your area of what you do. You have to be the expert. You have to be the specialist. You have to be the one that is uniquely set apart from your competitors and from others among you in your group. Who do you hang with, and who is your inspiration right now that you can see on the winning level when it comes to entrepreneurship, when it comes to building a business, when it comes to being in business? Who are you emulating this, and who are your idols, or who are your people that you look up to? You want to make sure you stay consistent with that. You focus on those things, and guess what, ladies and gentlemen? You can take a piece of that. And basically, the playbook is real simple. If you follow it, just like in football, there's a playbook. We always have a playbook to follow. No matter which play the coach throws out there or the quarterback throws out there, we want to make sure we know that play. We know how the routes are ran, how everything is going across accordingly with the group. It's a team effort, though, but everybody has a role to play. You have to delegate those roles to the right people who are also on your level, who believe in you, and who also see the vision and what you're trying to do. So once you finish those things, ladies and gentlemen, this will help you lock in your goals and efforts that you put together, and it will pay off big dividends to you. So you don't have to worry about that part as well. So making sure that you get the team, the right team, the dream team, your Fave Five, however many you want to call it, whatever you want to call it, you can call it that. But however, you want to make sure you got the right people who are coachable, teachable, and trainable, on your team that can continue to grow and continue to show results. And that's what you want to see on a regular, consistent basis. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm real excited about this year, 2015, as we had closed out, as we reflect this year, what we've done in assisting the business owners across this country. We're looking at a lot of different businesses that we touch bases with on a regular, consistent basis, and that we still stay in constant contact with these people because of the fact that they are the ones who set us apart, who have really put their faith and trust in our work, and the work that we provided them shows right there. If you have any further questions in reference to getting your business out there correctly or learning about the type of website that you're going to need for your business, and also the interactive part of the website that you need for your business, you can always go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, that's www.globaltouchenterprise.net. I'm real excited for everybody who has been a part of GTE Professional Network Radio this year, 2015. As we continue throughout the years, and we've been doing this now, and it seems like it's been a long time, but we've only been doing this for 3 years, since 2012. So since 2012 to 2015, ladies and gentlemen, we have really set a pace for ourselves and for the community that we have built nationwide. And again, you're going to build your business on levels. You're going to do it locally. You're going to do it nationally. And then you're going to do it internationally. So you got to make sure you stay focused there as well. Locally and nationally, you want to make sure if you have an internet business, such as what I have as myself, I'm not only local, but I'm also national, and I'm also international, meaning that I'm building websites now for people in other countries. So with that being said, marketing campaigns or whatever research that we can do for them at Global Touch Enterprise, that's our focus and goal. Thus, how we came up with GTE, Professional Network Radio. Global Touch Enterprise, Professional Network Radio. So with that, it gives us great pleasure to see the actual results of the things that we've put together for our customers, for our guests, and for the people who have really understood exactly what it is we're trying to do. And it's always that PHP effect, people helping people. That's what it's all about, and that's what we're all about, and making sure that you get all of the things that you need to win. We're going to use the win formula as what's important now. So with the win formula, this helps us to knock out things along a lot faster pace without having to add all these other extras that we don't need in there at the moment. This is a marathon, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a race. Remember that well. Your business, when you're winning, it's a marathon. It's not a race. So with that being said, you have to make sure you run a pace that is comfortable for you, that is rewarding for you, and that you begin to see the results that you want to see in reference to your business, your growth. And also looking at the faces of the people who have invested in you, who have put their trust in you, and who is also sharing the information that you provided them with on a regular basis. And that, my friends, are the best thing to do when it comes to learning as you earn in a business. So business is all about building networks and growing. That's the key. So with that, that's what we're talking about, and that's what we're going to be looking at on a regular, consistent basis.